Ruth Bader Ginsburg knew she wanted to be a lawyer by her third year in college. It was during the Red Scare in the 1950s when Americans were fearful of the Soviet Union. Led by Senator Joseph McCarthy, thousands of people, especially in the entertainment industry and unions, were publicly accused of being communists. Lives and careers were ruined.
There were brave lawyers who were standing up for those people and reminding our Senate, look at the Constitution. Look at the very First Amendment. What does it say? It says we prize above all else the right to think, to speak, to write as we will, without Big Brother over our shoulders. And my notion was, if lawyers can be helping us get back in touch with our most basic values, that's what I want to be.
Ginsburg's parents discouraged her from studying law, fearful that she would not be able to find a job in the male-dominated profession. But she was determined, and after graduating from Cornell University in 1954, she was accepted to Harvard Law School, just 5 years after they started admitting women.
When I entered law school, the class numbered over 500. 9 of us were women.
2 years later, Ginsburg's husband, Martin Ginsburg, a renowned tax attorney and law professor, took a job in New York City, and Ginsburg transferred to Columbia University, where she received her degree in 1959. And, as her parents had predicted, she found breaking into a man's world challenging.
There wasn't a single firm in the entire city of New York that was willing to take a chance on me.
But with the help of a sympathetic professor, she got a clerkship. Soon after, she started teaching at Rutgers University School of Law and Columbia Law School. In 1972, Ginsburg founded the Women's Rights Project to work for equality for women and girls in all spheres of life.
At that time, there were many, many laws on the books that gave preference to men simply based on their being men.
Lenora Lapidus is director of the project, an initiative of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Throughout the 1970s, as she led the Women's Rights Project, Justice Ginsburg brought case after case to the Supreme Court in order to establish that the Constitution prohibited sex discrimination.
2 decades later, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a member of that court, appointed in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. Since then, she has been an articulate voice for the liberal wing of the bench. According to Ginsburg, gender barriers facing women in the workplace today have all but disappeared in the United States. What remains, she says, is something a court cannot mandate, for American society to be open to the idea that women and men need a balance between work and family. Ginsburg balanced her own life as a working mother of 2 children with the love and support of her husband, Martin, who passed away last year.
Well, the most important thing by far was that I had a life partner, my husband, who thought my work was at least as important as his, and who wanted very much to be part of his children's growing up years.
At 78, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she has always tried to do what she believes is right.
I hope that I will be remembered as someone who loves the law, loves her country, loves humanity, prizes the dignity of every individual, and works as hard as she can with whatever talent she has to make the world a little better than it was when I entered it.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.